good morning and welcome to Feedback for this Monday. Seth is off today. He'll be back tomorrow for one day before heading off for the rest of the week on vacation. And we are here, and the phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. We can really talk about anything, but I thought we could maybe discuss a little bit today the Biogenesis scandal, the performance-enhancing drugs problem that is going to be dealt with apparently today by Major League Baseball. The rest of the suspensions are going to be announced later this morning. Ryan Braun of the Brewers, of course, already suspended for the rest of this season. Alex Rodriguez, the highest-profile player that is facing a suspension, and now reports say that Major League Baseball has told the Yankees that Rodriguez will be suspended today for his links to the clinic accused of distributing banned performance-enhancing drugs, but he can play while he appeals the penalty. Joe Girardi has already said that Rodriguez, who's coming off the disabled list, is penciled into the starting lineup for today. The Yankees were not told the exact length of the suspension, although they under the impression it would be through the end of next season. Rodriguez could get a shorter penalty if he agrees to give up the right to file a grievance and force the case before an arbitrator. That's what many of these other players apparently have done. In all, 14 players face discipline following baseball's probe of the Biogenesis of America anti-aging clinic. Rodriguez, the most famous player, but he's made it fairly clear, or his people have, that he's going to fight and appeal any suspension. And he added flames to the fire last Friday when he said that he suggested the Yankees were conspiring with the league office to hand down a ban designed to force him out of the game, thereby enabling the team to get out of paying the near $100 million still owed to the slugger on the 10-year, $275 million deal he signed following the 2007 season. All-stars Nelson Cruz of Texas and Johnny Peralta of Detroit, Everett Cabrera of San Diego are among those who could get 50-game suspensions from the probe. Many players are expected to agree to penalties and start serving them immediately, but an appeal by a first offender under the drug agreement would postpone his suspension while the appeal was heard. Rodriguez, who's got a bad hip and bad knees and bad everything, is probably under the impression that if he sits out this year and all of next year, it's going to be very difficult to come back and be effective at the major league level. My question today is this, and we've talked a little bit about this in the past, but not really in any detail. I thought today would be a good day to do it since the suspensions are going to be announced later this morning. Your take on the performance-enhancing drug issue in Major League Baseball. Has baseball been singled out more than other sports for this problem? I mean, football suspensions are very short are basically forgotten after that. Many players have been suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs, and then they move on from there. It seems like baseball players will be tainted forever with the performance-enhancing drug stigma, the suggestion already being made that Ryan Braun has no chance of making the Hall of Fame now, regardless of what his numbers are going forward. The same for Rodriguez, that his reputation is completely tainted. The other question is, how do you reconcile the fact when you compare performance-enhancing drugs, whether they're steroids, whether they're human growth hormone, whether they're some sort of other artificial substance, with the fact that many players have taken advantage of advances in medical technology to extend careers or to get better, whether it's LASIK surgery, whether it's Tommy John surgery. Dozens of pitchers have had that, maybe hundreds of pitchers have had that over the years and have come back and been very effective. Whether it's the amphetamines, the greenies, the so-called greenies that were used by the heroes back in the 60s. We talk about, make comments about how Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and Roberto Clemente and these players didn't need performance-enhancing drugs. Well, I'll tell you what. If you read any of the books about what went on in those days, there were bowls full of amphetamines in the locker rooms, and guys would gobble them down like candy in order to, let's face it, 162-game schedule, and regardless of how tough your job is, and you say, that's not really a job. They're playing baseball, getting paid millions of dollars to play baseball. The physical rigors of playing Major League Baseball every day, 162 days, takes a toll on the body. And in order to perform at a major league level, players throughout history have looked for whatever artificial help they can get in order to stay focused, in order to recover from injuries, in order to recover from you know, late nights to play the next day in order to recover from the travel involved, all that stuff. Let's go to the phone here this morning and just let the phone ring. No call screener this morning, so let the phone ring as the calls come in. We'll take them. Good morning. Who are we talking to? Whoops. Hello. Who are we talking to?
You've got Carol from Ozanie.
Carol, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I would like to know, why aren't our politicians taking performance-enhancing drugs? They could use it. Both parties.
Mm.
And I wanted to mention that my son had the pleasure of meeting with the staff at your booth at the fair.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember Art, who mentioned that his mom, Carol, was the one that always calls you and gives you a hard time.
I don't think I was there. I was only there Tuesday and Wednesday, so I might have missed.
Oh.
I might have missed Art, but
he got a big kick out of it.
I'm sure.
And I thank you very much for your program. I don't know what I'd do without you.
All right, Carol. Thanks a lot
for
listening.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot.
It. Yep. 715-845-2155, the number to call here. Performance-enhancing drugs for politicians. Human growth hormone for politicians. I'm not sure some of them need that, but it might be interesting to see what would happen if, in fact, we put some of the lawmakers on steroids and see what, let's face it, things couldn't get any worse in Washington with the gridlock we have now. 715-845-2155, the number to call. I mean, let's look at the Packer and Brewer situation and compare the two. Ryan Braun, the main face of the Milwaukee Brewers in the state of Wisconsin, and nationally for that matter. He is admitted now. Well, actually, he hasn't really admitted, but he has accepted punishment from Major League Baseball to sit out the rest of this season as his penance for apparently using performance-enhancing drugs from the Biogenesis Clinic. And he is being vilified. His jerseys have been destroyed or defaced. We had the story of the woman at Miller Park who changed the word Braun on the back of her jersey to fraud. We know that he's lost his endorsement contracts with Quick Trip, with Muscle Milk, and some others, Nike, I think, as well. There are those who say that he'll never make the Hall of Fame. There are those who say that they can never cheer for him again. What would have happened if one of the Green Bay Packers, and there have been numerous NFL players over the last 5 to 10 years that have been busted for using performance-enhancing drugs. What if one of the main Packers was accused and was found to have used performance-enhancing drugs? Whether it be Aaron Rodgers, whether it be Clay Matthews, whether it be take your pick. Would the reaction be the same? Or would there be more forgiveness in people's hearts in Wisconsin for a Packer who did this as opposed to a Brewer who did this? And is baseball held under a special microscope because of the numbers? The numbers in baseball are so sacred. Home runs, batting average, et cetera, compared to football. And is that the reason why baseball, it seems, takes more heat for this problem than other sports do? Let's go to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Ken from Austin.
Ken, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking back. I'm a little older probably than most of your callers, but I remember the guy who hit the most, had the most hits in the history of baseball. He's excluded from the Hall of Fame, and yet he never bet against his team. And to our knowledge, at least, he may or may not have used performance-enhancing drugs. I just think that Major League Baseball is more than a little bit vindictive against Pete Rose. And, you know, if somebody like Braun or Rodriguez would ever be eligible for the Hall of Fame, it would be a major travesty if Pete Rose wasn't also considered.
Yeah, Rose is an interesting case, and I have sort of mellowed my opinion about Rose over the years. For a while, when the story first came out, I was adamant that Pete Rose had no place in the game, that There is a sign in every major league locker room that lays out the rule about betting on baseball, regardless of whether you bet on your own team or against your own team.
Yeah.
And he saw that rule every day when he walked into the clubhouse, and he ignored it and bet on baseball. And, yes, the evidence is that he never bet against his own team. He always bet on his team to win. Does that make a difference to you?
I think it does. I mean, if you look at the case of Joe Jackson back, was it 1918 or 1919, he did bet against his own team, and the evidence was that he probably threw a few games.
Well, it's hard with Joe Jackson and the Black Sox scandal, the other members of that team, it's fairly obvious that they did try to throw games. With Jackson, it's a little less clear that he had the best batting average and drove in more runs than anybody else in that World Series. And the evidence show. I don't even think he got any money out of the deal. He might have known about it, but whether or not he participated still is, I guess, an open question. But
you probably know your baseball history a little bit better than I do.
But I understand your point.
Hey, is Seth on vacation?
He's off today. He'll be here tomorrow, and he's off the rest of the week on vacation. So you're stuck with me for a few days.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 715-845-2155 is the number to call here. The Rose situation, and you're going to be hearing a lot of comparisons now between Pete Rose and his banishment, lifetime banishment, and guys like A-Rod, if they get a lifetime banishment. I think maybe I'm to the point now where Rose has apologized. It has come out that he never did bet against his team. He was always trying to win games. He wasn't throwing games. There are people in the Hall of Fame that certainly did a lot worse things than Pete Rose. It may be time to revisit the Rose situation. It's never going to happen while Bud Selig is commissioner. Maybe when Bud steps down and a new commissioner comes in, they'll take another look at it. There'll be a lot of things looked at differently after Bud Selig leaves the commissioner's office. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, you're talking with Van Patrick from Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Van, what's on your mind today?
Well, listen, I just wanted to chime in here in regards to Pete Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And, several years ago, I had the opportunity to work with a sports collectibles company out of the Michigan area, but we were in a show where the company actually sponsored Pete Rose.
And that's all he does now is sign his name for money. I mean, that's all.
That's 100% accurate. But really interesting story. This was, and this will give you the timeline, the time frame here associated with this. This was like 2 weeks after Sammy Sosa had a cork bat, and the bat exploded. So Rose opened up the questions to the audience. Any question was open access for him at that particular point. And so I asked the question, and I said, "So, Mr. Rose, I said, have you ever used a cork bat while you were playing?" And he chuckled, and like Pete, and one of the great things about Pete is he's a comedian when he's on stage. But he gave a great story about Jose Cardenal, who a lot of Brewer fans would also recognize.
Mm-hmm. Cub fans as well.
Cub fans as well, Cardinal fans. I believe Cardinal had modeled a number of different teams. But so he told the story about if anybody needed a bat cork, he said they would go to Jose Cardenal, who was the best corker in all of Major League Baseball. But Rose never answered the question on whether or not he ever used a cork bat. So I think that would answer your question in regards to that. But from the standpoint of your bigger broad question, I would probably look at it as football, NFL players, they certainly do get a pass in regards to it over baseball.
And you think about the NBA. You're telling me that some of those specimens that play in the NBA aren't using something? And
well,
I don't think there's any testing at all in the NBA.
As of my knowledge, I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot. And, they're certainly getting a pass. But I think, with the NFL being the greatest sport out there, they certainly turn the other cheek on a number of different scenarios.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. And his point about cork bats is interesting. I mean, there's been cheating going on since the game began. Now, do we want to glorify it? No, but certainly there are any number of players in the Hall of Fame that used the spitball after it was outlawed. there are any number of players in the Hall of Fame that were not personally very good human beings. The suggestion is that the Hall of Fame, there are two arguments. The Hall of Fame is a museum. The Hall of Fame is something more sacred than that. That the reputation of the game needs to be protected by who goes into the Hall of Fame. Others say, no, the Hall of Fame is a museum, and the best players in baseball history need to be recognized along with all of the events that make Major League Baseball what it is. So the argument says that Pete Rose and Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and now Ryan Braun and Alex Rodriguez should be available to go into the Hall of Fame. That the performance-enhancing drug era, the steroid era, if you will, that everybody conspired to ignore it, whether it was the people that ran Major League Baseball, whether it was the players' union, whether it was the ownership, whether it was the other players, whether it was the press, everyone was complicit in what was going on because the home runs.
You don't either. Just go to their website, mozy.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
WSAU, we're back here on Feedback. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. We're discussing performance-enhancing drugs in pro sports, but we can talk about anything that's on your mind. If you have something else you want to weigh in on, give us a call here this morning. The penalties and suspensions expected to come down later this morning in Major League Baseball. It's interesting, the double-edged sword, because the union in professional baseball ignored the steroid era as much as anybody else. And yet more and more, in fact, I would imagine the majority of players in the union today want the union to take a tougher stand on this than they have been. That the players who are clean have finally realized that the players who are dirty, if you want to use the term dirty, are taking money out of their pockets, are skewing the numbers. Matt Kemp, who finished second to Ryan Braun in the MVP voting a couple of years ago, says that Braun should lose his MVP award. There are some who suggest that Major League teams would have a case if they wanted to sue these players for, and not to get salary back, but to sue these players for, what was the term that they were using? Defacing the brand. That you can't delete their contracts. You can't renege on the contract that was signed. But the suggestion being that they can sue these players for defacing the brand. And let's face it, has anyone defaced a brand in pro sports more than Ryan Braun has defaced the Milwaukee Brewers? I suppose you could argue that Lance Armstrong and Floyd Landis and some, I mean, bike racing is probably the only sport that has been more damaged by performance-enhancing drugs or has gone after performance-enhancing drug users harder than Major League Baseball. But the suggestion is you could sue the players, if you are these teams, for defacing the character or defacing the brand, harming the brand. Just like if someone who works in the radio business would go around trashing the radio business and trashing the station they work for would be defacing the brand. Just like any person who works for a company. If you worked for XYZ company and you would go on message boards or you would go around doing something detrimental to the product you make or the company you work for. This is, of course, on a larger scale, but should the company have the option of going after you for salary that was paid or bonuses that were paid, if in fact what you were doing down the road damaged the brand to some measurable way? And that certainly has happened here. I mean, ticket sales are going to be affected. The Brewers have already taken a proactive approach by offering these $10 vouchers to fans in the month of August. Anyone who buys a ticket to a game in the month of August is going to get a $10 voucher that can be used for food or for merchandise or for even for tickets for future games. And it's going to cost them about the same amount that they would have paid Ryan Braun for these games that he has suspended. He's suspended without pay. But when the suspension ends at the end of this season, a season that's going nowhere for the Brewers and a season that's been marred by injuries for Braun, he'll be ready to go next spring. Some are saying that the penalty is too light because of that, that he's really not paying a huge price for this, at least in his on-the-field stuff. Obviously, he's paying a huge price in his reputation and going forward. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Oh, try again. They are not there anymore, but the phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break for some news, and then we'll come back with more, take more of your phone calls after this. On WSAU, this is Feedback.
Wisconsin, it's home. It's also a mite unpredictable. Major storms, floods, forest fires, even man-made disasters. But we always make it through, together. Because when big disasters strike, Weaver volunteers are there to help. Wisconsin's Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry helps healthcare professionals do their part in the wake of a major emergency. It gives doctors and nurses, EMTs, social workers, veterinarians, and others a chance to use their skills when they're needed most. Helping neighbors feels good, and Weaver makes it easy. You decide when you want to volunteer. Signing up is fast, too. Just 15 minutes at Weaver, Wisconsin. That's weavrwi.org. Everyone can lend a hand. So if you are a healthcare professional or someone with no medical training who still wants to help, join Weaver today and get Wisconsin ready for whatever comes our way.
When you ride, a veteran flies. Join the First Weber Group Foundation for the 4th Annual Bike for Honor Flight on Saturday, August 10th in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring your bicycle and take on one of two rides, the 50-mile ride starting at 8 a.m. or choose your own distance in the fun ride starting at 10 a.m. Registration is only $25 per cyclist, and all proceeds benefit the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, enabling veterans to travel to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. To learn more and register, click the events link at neverforgottenhonorflight.org.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, 59 degrees, clouds and rain.
Tax Course may offer a great way to learn a new skill and even earn extra income. The pros at H&R Block can teach you the skills and tax-saving strategies you'll need to confidently and accurately prepare tax returns. After successfully completing the course, you could earn extra income preparing taxes. So call 1-800-HR-BLOCK to find out course times and locations to fit your schedule. Bilingual students are encouraged to enroll. Enrollment restrictions and course fees apply. Enrollment in or completion of the H&R Block Income Tax Course is neither an offer nor a guarantee of employment. For more information about the H&R Block Income Tax Course, visit hrblock.com or call the pros at 1-800-HR-BLOCK.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth's off today. He'll be back tomorrow and then off the rest of the week on vacation. We've talked about the performance-enhancing drug issue, and if you'd like to weigh in on that, you can still do that, obviously. Phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
My name is John, Tom.
Hey John, what's on your mind?
A couple things. Back to the baseball thing. I remember years and years ago when the Bambino was playing down in Chicago. Between doubleheaders, you go across the street, get a couple of hot dogs and a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the next game. The other thing, too, what about not only juicing up, what about the guys like a Negro who had a file in his back pocket, or a Sammy Sosa who had his bat corked, or the guys who were sitting out in center field with binoculars and relaying the signals and stuff? Those are they're all cheaters, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, there's been different forms of cheating going on as long as the game has been around. And in some of those situations, there were suspensions. I mean, Sosa was suspended for the corked bat. And I think if a pitcher got caught with a nail file in his back pocket, he would get suspended as well. Never any talk about lifetime bans, though. That's where this gets kind of tricky, is when you're talking about banning someone for life.
Like Rose.
Like?
Pete Rose.
Oh, like
and
Pete
I
Rose. Yeah, like Pete Rose. Pete Rose is suggesting now, I just read a story on Pete Rose, and he is suggesting now that he didn't understand the lifetime ban that he agreed to, that his lawyers negotiated it all, and apparently he wasn't clear on what a lifetime ban meant. Apparently he thought he would be able to petition to get back in after a few years, and that hasn't happened. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him when there's a new commissioner in office.
Not to take up much of your time, did you ever read that book that Whitey Ford wrote?
I never read Whitey Ford's book, no. Is it good?
There's one thing in there that he talks about Mickey Mantle. And he was at a game one time when Casey was managing at third base, and Mickey Mantle was sitting in the corner of the dugout with a towel over his head, asleep.
Hungover.
And Casey, yeah. And Casey called him up and said, "You're up to pinch hit." So Whitey Ford kind of nudged him and says, "You're up, you got to pinch hit." Mantle goes up there and bats, first swing, first pitch, boom, out of the park.
Yeah.
Went back down to the dugout. Whitey Ford says, "How the hell did you do that?"
Uh-huh.
He says, "You mean hitting the home run? Hell, that's nothing. Running around the bases almost killed me."
Yeah, there's a story like that. Thanks for the call. There's a story like that in ball four where Mantle did that, and as he's rounding the bases, he got back to the dugout, and he says people were cheering. He said those people don't know how hard that was. Whitey Ford pitching for the Yankees, the story is that his catcher, Elson Howard, would sharpen up his buckles on his shin guards and rub the ball against it before he'd throw it back to Ford so the ball would be all cut up. And, of course, a ball all cut up dances a lot more when the pitcher is throwing it. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Oh, this is Scott.
Go ahead.
Question just went through my mind. If somebody like Alex Rodriguez is banned for life, would he still be able to go to play in Japan if he chose to?
I believe so. There have been people that have been banned from playing here that would be able to get jobs in other places. Manny Ramirez went to play in Taiwan and in Mexico. Other people have played in Mexico or South America. So those options would be, I don't know if A-Rod would take them. He's going to fight this. He says he's already said he's going to fight any ban, and he'll be able to play as long as that appeal is going on. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I believe there are other options for some of these guys, but obviously none as lucrative as playing in the majors. But it's going to be very interesting to see the fallout from all of this when it comes down. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Steve on the road.
Steve, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I think there's a more incentive for baseball players to use PEDs. You look at sports, football and basketball, they have no minor league system. It's the colleges. And I don't know if the colleges test for PEDs like the professional sports do. But you look at the minor league system, the first-round draft choice in baseball isn't guaranteed to ever make the big league club.
Right.
Where first-round draft choice in football and basketball, you know, they're guaranteed they're gonna be there.
At least for a while.
Yeah.
Until they prove they can't play.
But an example is this Arnett that the Brewers drafted 5-6 years ago from IU, Indiana University.
Mm-hmm.
He's never made it above A-ball, I don't believe. And he's still, of course, he's... If he'd been a fifth-round or a tenth-round draft pick, he'd be selling insurance. But you get to AAA, and you've been there for maybe 3 or 4 years, I think there's probably an incentive to say, hey, what do I need to do to get to the big league club?
And there's no question. There was a story in Sports Illustrated a few months ago, two pitchers, one, and they played on the same minor league team. One ended up making the majors, the other didn't, and it turned out the one who made the majors was using steroids, was using performance-enhancing drugs, and the other wasn't. Now, the guy who was clean, has no fallback position to go after the guy who was, you know, possibly taking money out of his pocket, and that's where the players' union has to step in, and they are taking a more proactive approach to this and not trying to fight a lot of these suspensions. They would like to see the steroids gone as well, I think, at this point.
But Major League Baseball has banned minor league players or suspended them. Well, Brewers had a couple pitchers a few years ago that were banned. But you don't hear about, you know, the NBA or NFL, these guys being banned. They get a 4-game suspension. You know, like the Neil last year, well, he was using something for his ADD, but you don't hear about it.
No, I think it's fairly clear. Baseball is singled out in many cases for these for this public relations nightmare. I think the numbers are the biggest part of that. That the numbers in baseball are sacred to fans, and they don't like to see the numbers messed around with. And they think the guys that are using performance enhancing drugs are messing with the numbers.
But I think Major League Baseball cares. I don't think the NFL, okay, we banned the guy, or we suspend the guy for 4 games. You don't hear anyone from baseball or football being suspended for a year.
Yeah.
They get 4 games. Well, okay, big deal. I still got $2-3 million coming, you know.
I think that's true. I think professional football realizes that without performance-enhancing drugs, in many cases, it would be a different game. You wouldn't see guys as beefed up as they are. All right, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Oops, 715-845-2155 is the number to call. I think basketball is probably going to be the next place where this situation explodes. If, in fact, they ever get to the point where they're going to go after and look at some of these guys, some of these physical specimens in the NBA, and to whether or not they are working clean, if you will, or working with some sort of artificial enhancement. 715-845-2155, the number to call. We're going to take a break, come back with more. The phone lines are open. If you would like to comment on this or anything else that's on your mind here, give us a call this morning on WSAU.
It's your chance to speak your mind. 715-845-2155. This is WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Say it with a laugh. Say it with a prayer. Say goodbye your way. John J. Bitkin and the staff at John J. Bitkin Funeral Home can help you leave your loved ones with the memories, smiles, and sense of closure that you want them to have. Visit the Pillars of Service on Grand Avenue, John J. Bitkin Funeral Home. Or call John at John J. Bitkin Funeral Home, 715-359-2828. If you are pre-planning your funeral and considering cremation, you should know that Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society can give you a respectful, dignified service for only $980. Mid-Wisconsin Cremation will treat your wishes with the utmost respect while guiding your family through their grief. Call Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society today at 1-866-962-MWCS. Mid-Wisconsin Cremation Society. Contact us at mwcs.ws.
Hi, this is Tom King for Charter, and they've got some major fun lined up for you right now. It's Charter's Major Use Sweepstakes. They're giving away 2 Amazon Kindle Fire HD devices a day now through September 30th. Plus, you'll get a chance at a one-time grand prize of $10,000. Just go to MajorU.com to enter for a chance to win. The more you enter, the greater your chances of winning. And you can get major fun with Charter's Triple Play right now as well. Start with major entertainment. Charter TV comes with free HD. Major speed? Charter Internet means speeds of up to 30 megs. Major talking? Well, do it with Charter Phone with unlimited local and long-distance calling. All for major savings as well, from $29.99 a month each for 12 months when you bundle. So sign up now for a chance to win the Major Use Sweepstakes from Charter. Offer in sweepstakes end September 30th of this year. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited or restricted by law. Amazon is not a sponsor of the Major U campaign. Go to charter.com/MajorU for offer details or visit charter.com.
Does your organization distribute information about employment opportunities or refer job seekers to employers? If so, send us the name of your organization, a contact name, full address, phone number, fax number, and or email address, and we'll keep you informed on employment opportunities within our company. Send this information to Midwest Communications Incorporated, Director of Human Resources, 904 Grand Avenue, Wausau, 54403, or fax it to 715-842-7061. Again, if your organization wants to receive information about job opportunities within our company, let us know today.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
During the Obamacare fight, voters demanded that Congress live under the same health care provisions they were trying to foist on everybody else. So a Republican amendment was adopted mandating that Congress and staff must be covered by plans created by the law or offered through an exchange. So next year, Congress was supposed to live under Obamacare, just like you and me, putting an end to the generous subsidies that they get now. It could be as much as 75% of their premiums. Now, when they learned in June that they were going to pay thousands more in health care costs like millions of other Americans, the staffers blew a gasket. Lawmakers worried it'd be a brain drain, a mass exodus of staff, if the law was implemented as planned. They weren't alone. As a federal employee myself, said the IRS chief Daniel Werfel, I'd prefer to stay with the current policy I'm pleased with, rather than go through a change to Obamacare. So Obama did something presidents rarely do. He marched to the Capitol, he held a closed-door meeting, and he vowed to personally resolve the problem. So guess what happened? Less than 24 hours after he made that promise, Obama let Congress and staffers off the hook. They get to keep their subsidized health care. Obamacare no longer applies to them, folks. They have been given the same kind of exemptions Obama routinely gives his union donors and favorite businesses. So this law is for you and me, but not for them. They're Washington. They are royalty. They are exempt.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard of some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as greater energy, increased strength and stamina, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
I hear Milwaukee's nice this time of year. Win a Miller Lite tailgate party package, including a pair of Brewers tickets, a 9-pack of Miller Lite aluminum bottles, Brewers t-shirts, and other cool prizes with the WSAU Miller Lite beer bottle races. Just listen to WSAU's Wisconsin Morning News every Thursday morning before the 8 o'clock news for your chance to pick your favorite Miller beer. If your bottle wins the race, you can too. From Miller Lite and News Talk 550, WSAU and 99.9 WSAU-FM.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth is off today. He'll be back tomorrow and then off the rest of the week on vacation. We've been talking about the performance-enhancing drug scandals in pro sports. Biogenesis suspensions coming down later today. Alex Rodriguez apparently will appeal his, which will allow him to keep playing. The Yankees have already said he'll probably be in the lineup tonight. I think he'll be under microscope for the rest of this season, if in fact it goes that long, and playing with a bad hip coming off the disabled list. The Yankees trying to fight for a playoff spot, although it doesn't look good of them getting there, but it's going to be a circus. The Bronx Zoo back in town in New York. And the bigger issue, of course, is lifetime bans. And are they fair? Are they a deterrent? Can there be something that is a strong enough deterrent without banning someone for their entire pro career? These pro careers aren't that long to begin with. And the window is very, very small. We've heard the average career in the NFL lasts 3 years. I think the average career in Major League Baseball isn't much longer than that. 4 or 5 years, 6 years maybe, something like that. When you look at all the players put in one big pot. And if you're going to revisit or look at lifetime bans for this type of behavior, what about the people like Pete Rose, who have been banned for life from the game that they desperately want to get back into? Pete Rose makes his living selling his name, selling his signature, signing hundreds of autographs every day for money, getting his picture taken with fans for money. Cooperstown this past weekend, or last weekend, Major League Baseball induction ceremonies. They didn't induct anybody this year because nobody would vote for guys who even had a taint of steroids. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex Rodriguez. Good Morning America this morning. They held up one of the New York papers. The headline was "Just Go." So where is he on Saturday night at Trenton, his post game, said that Yankee fans were in favor of and anticipating his return. I think he's worn out his welcome in New York.
Well, I think you're probably right. I'm not sure he can ever be a viable player again in New York City. I'm not sure the tabloids represent the views of all fans, but I tend to I bet I'm willing to bet that there will be a lot of boos in the crowd when Alex Rodriguez is announced. About his contention on Friday that he thinks the Yankees are conspiring with Major League Baseball in order to get him banned for life so they don't have to pay his salary, there probably is something to that. I don't think I'd be at all surprised, because Brian Cashman, the GM of the Yankees, who used to be fairly complimentary and supportive of Alex Rodriguez, hasn't been that complimentary or supportive the last few months.
Well, I think Cashman's been taking a lot of heat from upstairs, you know, the Steinbrenners, and I'm sure by this point the Steinbrenners are just totally sick of him.
Yeah, they really can't do anything because of the albatross of a contract that they extended it with him, a number of years ago. So they're going to let Major League Baseball do the dirty work if, in fact, it is a lifetime ban. But the appeal process, he'll be still playing. And Joe Girardi's already said he's going to play him because he's better than anything they've got right now.
Yeah, but at the same time, when he was in Texas, you know, he didn't suffer the consequences, but he is an admitted PED user. You know, it's on tape. So, you know, to expect Bud Selig not to go after him is just totally crazy.
Well, I don't think there's any question Alex Rodriguez is one of the great phonies, the great frauds in Major League Baseball, or in pro sports for that matter. I mean, anything having to do with Alex Rodriguez, in my mind, you look at him and stuff he says, he's a phony. And he's been a phony for a long time. All right, I appreciate the call. Thanks. 715-845-2155. We've got a few minutes left if you want to sneak in a phone call here this morning. We've been talking about this. Lots of other issues that we'll kick around later this week. There's a new story out today about a DEA Special Operations Division that feeds surveillance to regular police agencies around the country using surveillance from Americans. This is fairly chilling, and this story is going to blow up, I think, in the next few days. And we'll maybe talk about more about that either tomorrow or later this week. Also, that story we had earlier this morning about the family in New York who coincidentally Googled the terms pressure cooker, backpack, and they were two totally separate Google searches, had nothing to do with making bombs in pressure cookers to place in backpacks like the Boston Marathon bombers did, and yet they were visited by authorities. The Joint Terrorism Task Force showed up at their door, came into their house, and investigated them. Let's go back to the phone. One more phone call. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
I got Paul here.
Hey, Paul. What's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering, these contracts that are supposed to be bound to these players for lifetime or whatever to get paid or guaranteed, won't that be negated because of when they were signed, that they were signed under guys that they were using, that they weren't aware that they were using those drugs?
Well, there's no way they can. Apparently, part of the contract is they cannot be voided for that. The suggestion is they can go after them for damage of the brand or some sort of fraud, and I think that's probably what you're going to look at in some of these cases. But apparently, there's a part of the contract that says that they cannot, the contracts cannot be voided just because of being suspended for substance abuse or drug use or whatever the case may be. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And that's another part where the union can get involved in negotiating the next contract and make the punishments for performance-enhancing drugs much more stringent if, in fact, they are in favor of ridding the game of them, which many of their clients, members of the union, want to see. The players who are clean want to see. All right, we're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all the phone calls, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Seth will be back tomorrow for the show, and we've got the Jerry Bader Show coming up after the news right here on WSAU.